All right, so before we get started, let me just take 1 second and thank everybody who's helped me spread the word, who has liked the first episode and just like what I'm doing here. It means a lot to me. And if you're on Patreon right now, hey, props to you. You're the best. But if you aren't, go there, check it out. You'll see the video version of me draw this out as we go through the episode. And there's going to be some extra stuff afterwards, some bonus. We'll try to do that for every episode. Maybe sometimes it won't work out. But for this one, we got it. So let's get going. All right, here we are. We're back. Another episode of Sketch and Release. Now, the idea with this podcast, again, is I'm just going to draw something out. I'm going to talk about some of the experiences and some of the challenges I've faced in the design field and art and just being creative overall. And sometimes these are things that will apply to many people. Sometimes these may only apply to me. But the idea is that I want to be able to talk through some of this, and maybe this will help you. Maybe this will give you some ideas or some tools to overcome things that you're facing. So with that in mind, that first episode that I put together, that was pretty rough. It was just very unscripted and very off the cuff. And I'll tell you, it was fun to do. And it was nerve-wracking, like I mentioned, but it really set off something new in me. It was very exciting. It was just electric. Not only just recording it and doing it and having the drawing done, but actually getting it out to the world and sharing it with you people. And I'm glad you're checking it out. I'm glad you're listening to this. If you stuck around, you wanted to come back and see what else we got. So I'm glad you gave it a shot. All right, so let's get to what I want to talk about today. Something that is on my mind only because it's been a rough time for a lot of people, but for me, something that that I think is probably very relevant today is the idea of limitations. And limitations in the sense of when you're a creative person, you're trying to make something and you've got ideas, how do you find the way? And when we talk about beginning, we talk about taking that first step. And sometimes taking the first step is no problem, but there's still going to be limitations in your way. You're still going to only have so many places to step, right? So let's talk about some of that. Now, one thing that I find can be a limitation that usually gets a lot of people, and it's gotten me more than once, is ambition. You know, the level of ambition that you have, whether your idea is big, small, or anywhere in between, your ambition sometimes can get the worst of you in the sense that it can make you think your idea is either the best idea or the only idea. And that's not always the case. And oftentimes I've found that the people or even the organizations that I've seen or worked with or been a part of that have big ambitions, it's great if you take it with a measured approach. But if you kind of buy your own hype, kind of believe what you're selling before you actually have anything to sell, you can end up in trouble. So just be careful to take that with a very measured approach. That's usually my way of handling it. You know, I like to think I have good ideas and big ideas sometimes, but when that gets out of hand or you kind of buy into it a little too much, that can be a limitation, because then, you know, the ambition of creating something, when you don't have maybe the skills or the resources, you will let your ambition get in the way, and you can step into way more of a problem than you probably expected. So ambition, think about something like your skills. So if your ambition is big, your skills aren't as big or aren't as in-depth, you're going to have trouble. And you know, when it comes to skills, you can always learn. You can always build that up. And I think the best part about that really applies to everybody. I don't necessarily believe that you can't learn something new. And it's part of doing this podcast. But the big thing is that when you kind of refute that, or you just kind of shun that, and you just disregard the idea that I need to learn anything new, or I need to take on any new skill, and I'm just going to go for it. That's asking for trouble. But I think your ambition, and even, you know, your level of experience. Now, whether you have a lot of experience or you don't, I think that's something you can build too. And that takes time, and it takes a lot of effort. You know, I've worked in the design field and publishing and marketing for over 20 years. And, you know, I started with illustration. I started with drawing back when I was young and back when I went to art school way back when. But I never thought I'd be in the design field, the commercial art field, the way I ended up being. And so stepping into that ring, it took some learning. It took building that experience. And that's something that I think it's hard to put a value on, because you can work in a field for years, for your lifetime, and that experience may not amount to a whole lot if you don't really know how to channel it, if you don't know how to really make it useful for yourself. And so when it comes to creativity, I find that having experience is great. Having skills is great. And, you know, when you apply that with your ambition, when you apply that with your sense of purpose, I think you can really end up with something good. You can end up with a good, let's say, you can end up with a good, I don't know, if you want to call it a drive, let's say that. Let's say it gives you a good drive for moving forward with any project you might have. And sometimes that is, sometimes that's easy. Sometimes your project that you want to work on or thing you want to make isn't that hard, but you're still relying on those things that you've built up. And if you're just starting out, let's say, well, you know, I think that's going to be everybody. Everybody's got to start somewhere. So don't be afraid that you don't have the experience or you don't have the skills. Yeah, that's where ambition can really help you, is it pushes you beyond whatever that initial hesitation is. So, you know, another limitation that some people have, and this is probably when you get into bigger projects and the scope grows, but you get into limitations of money. You get into limitations of time. And so, you know, let me take a side rant here and just say that money is the least creative thing of anything that has ever been made. In fact, I think it really works against creativity. And I don't mean money in the sense of currency, but I mean money in the sense of, you know, that kind of financial, I guess you would say financial, like, obligation or responsibility. And it's just part of the world. It has to be a part of things. But it takes a different mindset. And I think sometimes it is a mindset that doesn't allow for real creativity. Now, I've worked with people who are very financially minded and very responsible in that regard. But I find that they're not always the most creative types. And that's okay. There's a place for them. There's a place for people, you know, who have certain focuses and certain skills that, and that's what makes the world go around, right? But I know that I have to rely on people that think in terms of other things than money. And so limitations like money or time, you know, you don't have enough time in the day to create the thing you want to create. Maybe it's in terms of a deadline. You got to meet a deadline. And there's just, you know, the pressure of that can be hard. It can be pretty daunting when you've got to produce something and you want it to be good. You want it to be up to a certain standard, but you don't have the time to do it, or you don't have what you feel like is enough time. And sometimes that can work for you. Sometimes being under the gun of really having that ticking clock just kind of, you know, going constantly, it can force you to strip away excess and to forget things that aren't necessary. Just put them aside. You'll come back to them another time, another day. But go for the thing that really matters the most and boil your idea or your project down to its core. And so sometimes time can be, it can be actually a good thing, you know, the limitation of time. But when I find that I want to produce something that's maybe a bigger scope, bigger scale, that factor of having enough time, it's a real challenge. And so something I like to think about is, you know, how to best use my time. And that's not always easy, and especially if you've got other obligations. You know, you've got family, or you've got other things that you've got to deal with outside of your creative work. You have to devote your time to that also. You cannot, disregard that. Those are obligations that are important. And ultimately, those are obligations that probably matter more. I think for most people, in most cases, that's generally what happens. Pay attention to the things that matter the most. And so you have to sacrifice time when it comes to your creative work. But I think knowing those limitations, whether it's time, money, your experience, your skills, you know, that's the thing that I think the people that I've talked to, that I've worked with, that are creative and have that mind, sometimes they get stuck on those limitations. They let the limitations hold them back. And maybe not even hold them back from like completing work, but hold them back from doing their best. And doing your best, that's not a hard thing to do. It seems hard, it sounds hard, but doing your best doesn't mean doing the best. And I think for a lot of people, they confuse the two. I know I certainly did. There was a long time where I confused doing the very best with doing my best, which may not be the best for everybody or for anybody, but I know I tried my hardest. And so part of how I got to that, how I arrived at that sort of conclusion, at least for myself, was I had to acknowledge that there are limitations. You have to accept that in some way. And I don't mean accept the limitations by just settling for it. Don't settle. But acknowledge that those limitations are there and you'll have to face them one way or another. If you blast through the world like there's nothing that's going to hold you back, that sounds cool. That sounds good on paper. You know, hype yourself up however you want. Fine. But when it comes down to actually doing the work, everybody finds there's going to be limitations somewhere along the line. And so knowing that and accepting that is probably one of the first steps of working through this. And so, you know, me doing this podcast right now, this is very different for me. And one of the challenges I'm having with this is trying to talk and draw at the same time. It's not something I normally do. I can talk forever on some of these things, or I can draw. I can just sit and draw quietly to myself, maybe have a little music playing, something like that. It's very hard for me to do this at the same time. So you notice that I do a lot of drawing and not a lot of talking, or vice versa. To me, think about it, trying to draw and talk at the same time is kind of like trying to walk and fart at the same time. you know, there's some kind of trick to it. There's some kind of art to it. But man, you're walking that line the whole time. It could all turn into a mess. So think about it that way. If you're trying to do something, you got a limitation, you got something in your way, something that you feel might be holding you back. Think about how you can walk that line. You got to push forward. You got to keep moving. You just don't want to fart all over the place. So if you got a limitation, you want to find a way to work yourself through it and still be creative and still have fun with it. And if you think about it that way, you know that that finish line is going to be there and it'll work out for you. You just got to stick with it. You got to believe in it. And when you have that kind of a attitude towards it, you know, when you hit a limitation like that, there's really only two ways that you can get through it. You either accept it and you work with what you have. I'm trying to draw this out for you right here. I don't really have a clear idea of what I want to draw. I know what I want to talk about. So I'm just dealing with what I got. I got a pencil, I got a paper, I got my two hands. Well, one hand, I guess. But I'm dealing with the limitation. I'm working inside of it. I'm not bringing out paints. I'm not doing all kinds of crazy stuff here. I'm just keeping it simple. And what am I recording this podcast with? How am I producing this? My phone. This thing right here. But that's it. So I know the limitation. I know the time that I have. I know the resources I have. I'm working inside of it. Keep it simple. I mean, sometimes that's the best way. It sounds counterintuitive maybe sometimes. Like you feel like you've got to have certain tools or you got to have certain all the things that go with all the dressings to make it like professional and top-notch and high-grade. Sometimes you got to keep it simple. Lo-fi, just, you know, go for it. Other times, you got a limitation like that, you got to find a way to overcome it. Push through it. Work around it. Make it something that not only is going to be, you know, not only is going to be something that you can be proud to look back and say, hey, I figured out how to do that, but that you can maybe share with other people. And if you're working with a team, you got collaborators, those people will know that you really tried your best and you figured out something new. Maybe you invented something new. You know, that's the thing that always kind of inspires me when I see an artist or a creative type. They come up with a new technique to do something, or they come up with a new approach or new technology even. And that's not always the way it works out. But if you find those kinds of things, you find yourself going down a trail where you've created something new without really intending to or realizing it even. But you've got a chance to maybe grow not only yourself, but your community or your team. You know, you could actually be that person that makes the world a better place. So think about it that way. You're trying to overcome a limitation. Know that the challenges you might be facing, one, they're not just yours. You know, everybody's going to probably deal with the same kind of challenge, same kind of limitation at some point. But also, you might be the one to crack it, to really open it up and make something new for the world. And I think that's kind of a cool thing. I think if that's something that I ended up doing or someone I know ended up doing, man, I'd celebrate that. Because overcoming a limitation like that is, it's not always easy. And it's not always obvious that you're going to hit that and be able to break through it somehow. And sometimes it takes work, takes effort. It takes that time to really brainstorm, to really try and figure it out. And I think, I think when you do hit that, when you do reach that point where you can say, oh, this is something new here, that's a pretty good feeling. And it's a pretty good sense of being creative and the accomplishment that comes with it. So think about it that way, right? You've got limitations, you can work through them. It's possible to do. And it's not a thing that is always going to be the case. Sometimes you have limitations, you just got to deal with it. You got to roll with it. You work with what you have, or you maybe make something new to work with. So all that goes to say, don't settle. Don't settle for the things that you have facing you, the challenges you have facing you, and assume that that's all you're going to ever be able to work with. You're going to have other opportunities. You're going to have other possibilities, whether it's a project or a team that you're working with, or a company or a client that you're working for. Those will always come around. Those will always be, I don't want to say waiting for you, but they will always be out there. So think about it that way. Now, another thing that I like to think about when it comes to limitations is when you get to that point where you feel like you've overcome this limitation, you've figured out the challenge, you've figured out the puzzle. Like, how'd you figure it out? How'd you learn? And I think the real value of overcoming a limitation is learning from it and finding a way to apply that same process. Not what you learned, but the way you learned it. And when it comes to, when it comes to the way you learn something, that can be even more valuable. You know, you overcome a challenge for a specific project, and maybe it's learning how to draw something, and you figure out a new way to do it, or you figure out how to use a new tool. And that's great. You've accomplished what you needed to accomplish in that moment. But how did you learn it? You know, and I think about, like, how did I learn how to draw? I really don't remember. Yeah, I look back at, my youth, I guess, and when I was maybe in school and those days, which was a long time ago now, but I do think about that sometimes and wonder, like, how did I get here? And I talk to people, and sometimes I'll do this where I'll be drawing and someone else is nearby or maybe watching. And they're like, how'd you figure out how to do that? Where did you learn that? And that's the, I guess, unfortunate thing is I don't really remember. I don't know. And it's kind of hard. It's kind of sad in a way to say, like, yeah, I don't know. I just did it. Because I think that's something that I would look back on now and think, oh, maybe there's value in that, of how I learned how to do this whole thing. And maybe I could apply this to other aspects of life or other aspects of my work. Just overall in general, remembering and considering how we learn is pretty important. And look, I'm not here to be a teacher. I'm not here to teach anyone how to draw or how to create certain types of things. I'm just here to talk about what I've learned and how I've accomplished certain things. It may not apply to everybody. It may not apply to anybody. But I think the idea is still the same, is that, as a creative person, we all kind of face the same challenges here and there, or, as time passes. Now, whether we do that as a young person or as someone, older, or just in general, maybe you're not even in the creative field, but you still hit the same challenges. You learn how to, you learn how to do plumbing. You know that there are limitations going to be in your way. So You have to find a way through. Look at what you have, look at what you can work with, and make it happen. And take real care. And even if it's a matter of documenting it, remember and remind yourself how you got through that challenge. And I think it would serve you better in the long run to do that, because you would know that not only did you make it out the other side, but you actually might have some information or some knowledge or some skill that you can apply elsewhere. And it may not be for years before you have to apply it again, but you have it. And maybe that's the more important part of all of this, is knowing that you've done something that maybe no one else has done yet. And as I kind of continue here, let me say one other thing. Just that, the limitations that you have, you may not always see them coming. And I think sometimes, here, let me throw a little ink on this. I think sometimes that's where we can fool ourselves into thinking, well, I've had a good run here. I've had some good success and I feel accomplished. And I feel like I've learned it all and I've done everything. I've felt that way and it's foolish. And sometimes I didn't realize that until it was probably too late. So if you have limitations, you know, the other thing that sounds probably counterintuitive is appreciate them. Appreciate those things that you think are just annoying or in your way or just not working for you. You have to be able to appreciate that in some sense. And yeah, times are going to be tough and it's going to feel like, this is not anything I ever want to look back on with any kind of pride or joy or anything like that. I get it. But you do have to think about the work that you're going to put in to overcome a challenge or a limitation, you know, whether it's getting money for your project or from a client. Man, getting money from a client sometimes can be rough. And believe me, I've had to chase people. I almost physically, okay? So I know. Now, whether it's money, whether it's finding the time, how did you find that time? How did you find the extra time to work on your project? You had to get creative. You had to manage your workflow, manage your schedule, manage, the other things that you have going on in life. Now, that's something that it seems like, well, that was just a means to get to the end. But no, there's real knowledge in there. There's something to that. And that's what I mean. You have to be able to appreciate that. The work that it took, not just to overcome your limitation or the constraint that you have, but how you did it. How did you figure it out? And how can you apply that elsewhere? So think about it in those terms too. The time and effort you're going to put in, it's always going to be valuable. And it seems like a pain and it seems like it's unnecessary. But in the end, I think it will always be a benefit. So look at it that way. And I think you'll have maybe a different perspective, maybe hopefully a better perspective on, dealing with limitations and constraints of doing creative work. Whether it's, even if it's a matter of learning new skills, taking on that kind of, gathering experience is just something that takes the work. You have to do the work. And sometimes the work is easy and you learn, you basically just reinforce what you've learned. That, oh, okay, I know how to do this. And here, I'm going to do it real quick. I'm going to knock this out. You know, I'm sometimes proud to say, and sometimes I'm careful about it, but sometimes I'm proud to say that I can do a whole lot of work in a lot less time these days. And it's not because I've gotten necessarily better at something, because I don't know about that. But I know that I've gotten faster, and I've found, let's say, workarounds or shortcuts, or, you know, I found easier ways to do some things. And, you know, that only comes with time. That only comes with doing things either repetitively, like doing them over and over, or learning, you know, learning the shortcuts of how to do something. That's just something you get when you give it that time. You give it that time to grow and to sink in. So that's something I just want to leave you with. And think about that when it comes to overcoming your challenges, overcoming the limitations. Think about how much not only accomplishing that can mean, but think about how much the actual act of learning how to do it can mean to you down the road. So just don't forget, and don't settle. You settle, well, you'll get your work done. You'll achieve the thing you need to achieve, but you could have done more, or you could have done better. And that's something to think about. So let me go ahead and wrap this up now. I'm kind of getting running out of wind on this one. But as I do wrap it up, I just want to remind you that I appreciate you checking this out. I appreciate all the support. And I think this is going to be fun. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to give it an honest go. I'm going to work on some of my limitations with this. But the idea is that I'm doing this just as a creative outlet. I'm sharing some of the experience and knowledge that I've picked up over time. Maybe this will help. I certainly hope so. And if you feel like if you feel like this is working for you, let me know. If you feel like it's not, you're like, what are you rambling on about? I'm here for it, man. Bring it. Let me know. Because I do want to keep doing this, and I do want to make it better. So I welcome the comments, the feedback, anything you've got, any thoughts you have. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up now. Let's say goodbye and we'll talk again. You know, all the words. All right. Talk to you later.